Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let me give you a very warm and sincere welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to this Let the Bible Speak broadcast service. We'd like to thank you for joining with us and for your continued support throughout this past while. It is appreciated, and we trust that the Lord will richly bless you, not only through the worship and the songs, but at this time of the year when we're thinking of the birth of Christ and Him coming into this world to die for our sins, that you might come to know Him, whom to know is life eternal. We want to unite our hearts together in the place of prayer as we seek the Lord's face for His blessing upon this service and the preaching of the Word of God. Our loving, loving Father, we enter into Thy most holy and sacred presence. We come in that high and holy name of Thine only begotten and well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand by blood alone. We enter in through the righteousness of Christ imputed unto us. We stand, O God, upon the ground of the finished work, and we come to worship Thee, the triune Jehovah God of heaven and of earth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the God of all creation, the God of revelation, the Bible, and the God of our salvation. And we thank Thee for our mediator. We enter in through the veil, through that rent veil. We thank Thee, our Father, that at Thy right hand is a living Saviour, a risen Lord. And we enter in the name of Christ to worship Thee. We thank Thee once again for the birth of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless Thee that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we thank Thee that Christ came, who is God blessed forevermore. We bless Thee that the second person person of the Godhead entered into the Virgin's womb and was born as a man amongst men. And we thank Thee, our Father, for the Redeemer of God's elect and the Saviour of the world. We thank Thee in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, deity, was veiled in our humanity. And we rejoice in His first coming into this world, Virgin born. We thank Thee for His sinlessly perfect life. We thank Thee that He is the perfect servant of Jehovah, and He has in His life fulfilled in that life of obedience the righteousness of the law. And we thank Thee He came to die. He came to suffer and bleed as the sinner's substitute. He went the whole way to Calvary. There He laid down His life, a ransom price for sin. We thank Thee that He paid sin's price in full. It is finished. We rejoice in the shedding of His blood. We thank Thee for the work of His cross. And we thank Thee, O God, for Thy love gift to a sinful, undeserving world. We thank Thee that God so loved He gave. And we thank Thee that we can say with the Apostle Paul, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. And we pray that it will please Thee to bless now the preaching of Thy word, the worship of Thy people. And Father, we ask that Christ will be uplifted and honored and glorified. And we humbly pray that those who tune in, those who are listening, might come to know Him as their own and personal Savior. And at this time of the year when they're giving and receiving, may they repent of their sin and by faith receive freely, as it's offered in the gospel, the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, Father, we pray, bless the preaching of the gospel, for we ask these things in Jesus' precious and most worthy name. Amen. We're turning in the Word of God to Matthew chapter 2 for our Bible reading. We're commencing to read at the very first verse. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Let us all hear and read together the Word of the Lord. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east, and are come to worship Him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Amen. We'll end our reading there at the verse 6, and we know the Lord will indeed bless the public reading of His own precious and infallible word. We're going to sing again a great hymn that is in line with the season that we're thinking of. Jesus, my Savior, to Bethlehem came.
Yeah. I'd like you to consider with me the words that are found in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. They have already been quoted in Matthew's Gospel in the reading that you heard earlier. In Micah 5 verse 2 we read, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." The promise of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament was well known. When Herod, as we have read in Matthew chapter 2, inquired of the chief priests and the scribes where Christ, the Messiah, should be born, they had no difficulty answering that. They immediately drew upon this Old Testament scripture in Micah chapter 5. Its place, the significance of it, Bethlehem, is very important, and I wish to say a few words about the significance of the place where Christ is born, and also the other phrases, some of them, that are used in this text to describe Christ. The place, of course, is of deep historical, biblical significance and meaning. It's first mentioned in the book of Genesis, chapter 35. There it is the place where Rachel gave birth to Benjamin. But sadly for Rachel, the beloved wife of Jacob, it was also the place of her death. And so, interestingly, we have Bethlehem in its first mention, a place of birth and a place of death. When we come to the place where Christ is born, Bethlehem, this same place, there's an interesting feature. When the shepherds come to view the child, Christ is heralded, of course, by the angel of the Lord, and they are told that they will find the babe wrapped in swaddling bands. Very interesting expression. Actually has to do with the clothes of death. But again, building on that, when you go to John's Gospel, chapter 19, mention again is made of the clothes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. But in John 19, it has to do with Joseph of Arimathea. And Nicodemus, as they take down the body of the Lord. And we're given a little detail in John 19, and we're told that the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was wrapped in linen clothes. And there you have that thought of the Lord Jesus Christ associated not only with this place in birth, but also the very clothing that was upon his infant body, as well as when we come to his death, the clothing, the linen clothing. And it's interesting that we have those two thoughts brought together when we come to think about this place, Bethlehem. We always must keep before us not only the fact that Jesus Christ came into the world, born of a virgin, but always keep before us why he came. That is, the Son of Man came into the world to give his life a ransom for many. So let us never divorce from our minds, as we think about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the reason for his coming, and his great atoning sacrifice. It is also the place, Bethlehem, where David the king of Israel was born. It was called the city of David. That man Beloved of God, we're told, God himself said of David, the man after mine own heart. Well, he came from this particular place. Isn't that significant also when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ? He is born in Bethlehem. But of course, he is the Son of God. We think of heaven opening, as it were, the words of the Father from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We'll say a little bit more about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we note this place as being the birthplace of David, the man after God's own heart. But now we have a higher personage than David, the Lord Jesus Christ, born in this place. The name of the place is also important. Its meaning, it has several meanings. The text tells us this is Bethlehem Ephrata. The word Bethlehem means house of bread. And the word Ephrata has the idea of a fertile place. So if we think of all of that together, you've got this idea of bread, and you have the idea of the soil in this region being very fertile. When I think of that, I think of the scene in the book of Ruth. Ruth, of course, comes with Naomi, and they come into this region at the time of barley harvest. And what an occasion that was. And you've got all this idea here of bread and production. And the features here of this place and the name of this place therefore become a picture of what is to follow as we think of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls himself in John 5, the bread of life, the living bread. In John 12, he spoke of himself as being like a seed, which, of course, if it does not die, it abides alone. But if it falls into the ground, dies, then, of course, it brings forth fruit, the Lord Jesus Christ said. All in the context, I might add, in that passage of the coming death of our Lord Jesus Christ. What the Savior will do for those whom he comes to save. Through his death, what he does upon the cross of Calvary. The Word of God is teaching us something here. He brings life to the dead soul. He's the bread of life. He's the one in whom we may have life. We have to remember that we are born in sin. We are shapen in iniquity. And we're coming to the great subject, of course. Why did Jesus Christ come into the world? He came into the world to save. Because we have in our heart deadness. We are sinful. We are depraved. There's no life. But the Lord Jesus Christ came to bring life. He's also described as the living bread. And so when we think of the name of this place, Bethlehem, house of bread, the idea of it being a very fertile region, as we come to think upon the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, he himself reminds us that great death of his is what is going to provide life for you and I. And he demonstrates this when he rises again from the dead. There is life for the soul. And that life is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we speak today of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we think of what it is that Christ brings to the soul. Let me ask, do you know Christ, who is the living bread? You may think of the birth of Christ and do so with attachment and some fondness. But think of why he came. Think of that great atoning sacrifice that he came to make. Think of that life that he brings to the soul. Have you this life? Do you know him as your Savior? Micah notes that Bethlehem is considered little, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little, a humble place. The Lord Jesus Christ was not born in Jerusalem. He was born in this little place. He was not born with regal pomp, ceremony. He was born in a manger, within a stable. He came not to dwell in splendor. He came and lived in meekness and humility, because it's not the outward body that the Lord Jesus Christ is interested in. He did not come to adorn our lives with goods and possessions. Christmas time is often wrapped up with that. But the Lord Jesus Christ did not come to adorn our lives with goods or possessions. He came to bring a greater gift. He came to bring to the soul righteousness, that which it most fundamentally needs. He came to bring sinners into union with God. Came to break down the great barrier between God and man, sin, through his atoning sacrifice. This is why he came. And this is the greatest gift that you can ever possess. Nothing compares to it, because there's nothing that is of greater value than your soul. The whole world is not worth your soul or mine. Christ came to bring righteousness to the soul. Notice, if you will, in our text, that we are reminded who this person is. Look at what it says. Out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Our lives are bounded by time. We often try to think about our earliest memories. They can go back to a very early age sometimes. But we try, albeit faintly, to remember those details of our lives, those very early scenes. And that marks more or less the boundary of our memory. But when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're told here that his goings forth have been from of old. One of our hymns that we sing at this time, I quoted, though true God of true God, light of light eternal, the womb of the virgin he hath not abhorred, Son of the Father, begotten, not created. The Lord Jesus Christ does not go back to a point in time in his memory, as it were. He is from of old. He has no beginning. He is, and he always will be, because he is God the Son. And here's the great wonder, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he whose goings forth have been from of old, has come down to this earth, and he has come to take upon himself humanity, that he might save, and he might save sinners. You ask me, how do I know God loves? God loves because he gave his only begotten Son into the world. This season of year especially, remember who it is who has come forth into the world, God the Son. Our text tells us also that he is a ruler. This speaks of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ has all authority. That authority, of course, was questioned, opposed. We think of Herod, the slaying of the young, because he felt threatened. How many else did so as well? It is much the same to this day. How many fear the rule of Christ? Do not fear his rule. That rule is a blessed rule. Make sure today you come to know Jesus Christ, this ruler, whose rule is sweet. Thank God today, if you come to faith in Jesus Christ, you come to a blessed ruler. Come to know him. Come to know him today. Let's bow together in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for our Lord Jesus Christ and his birth. We thank you for his coming into the world, and we thank you for what he accomplished on Calvary's cross. And we rejoice today that in his coming, he brings to this world life, everlasting life. May souls today turn to Jesus Christ, he who is the King, the true ruler of hearts. Bless your word to each. We ask all of these things in the name of Christ, the Lord our Savior. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.